Blog Talk Radio.
Integrity means honesty as well as honor. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Slide means to move or fall. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. That means try me. Well, try the reins of my heart, and the reins are the areas or region of his heart. And I have always said, when I see the word heart, I put it to, or count it to, my mind. Verse 3, for your loving kindness is before mine eyes. I have not sat with vain persons. Vain means useless or worthless persons. Neither will I go with dissemblers. And dissemblers are pretenders. I have hated the I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hand in innocency. That means blamelessness. So will I compass thine altar. Compass means surround or be around your altar, O Lord, that I will publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all the wondrous, and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief. Mischief means trouble or evil. And their right hand is full of bribes. Well, bribes is like blackmail or gifts. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Again, that's honesty and honor. Redeem me. That means recover me or reclaim me. And he has been lost from whatever God had given him. And he wants to go back. So he's asking God to recover him or reclaim him. And be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. Sheep, I have read to you in its entirety, Psalms 26. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what has been read. If not, you can go to the book of Psalms. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. And it has the letter, the number 26. You can go there and read it for yourself. Now, sheep, I'm turning to where I left off last Sabbath, and that was in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 20. But I'm going to start reading at verse 19. But first, I want to have a prayer to our Heavenly Father before we go into the reading of the Bible. Now I call Sabbath School. Our Father in heaven, have more mercy upon us, your people, where Satan has driven them, and sometimes me too, to do things contrary of what you have written in the Old Testament Bible, Leviticus, and in other places of the Bible. Like, do not eat swine meat. And for those who do not know what swine is, that is a pig. And swine meat is like pork chops, bacon, or ham. We are to leave that alone. We cannot get into heaven. Let the people understand that they cannot get into heaven by doing and eating all the things that they want to do as well as eat. Father, for those ministers whom you have called to be pastors over many people, convict those pastors who have allowed certain people to come in that may influence the young, innocent people who are there. Let the pastor as well as the church board remove those people who they know are willfully going against your word that is contrary of what the Bible says. And if the pastors don't have the courage to preach to them the things that they should not do, that is in Leviticus chapters 17, 18, 19. And the preachers are not doing what is in Leviticus chapter 23. Convict them to get right. Time may be short for us all, and you're not going to take us anyway that we want. We'll be trying to get into heaven, and you will not allow us to come in. So I ask you, Father, to give the pastors of these churches as well as the church board members the courage to move those people out of the church who practice same sex and all that stealing and killing, unless they change their mind. Once they repent, the pastors are to forgive them for the remission of their sins because they have changed their practices. Father in heaven, I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, as well as I thank you for giving us sheep sane, sound mind with excellent health. And that includes me too. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, sheep, and I call you sheep. The Bible calls you saints. But my Heavenly Father told me to feed his sheep many years ago, and I would not do it. I just started doing it. It will be 6 full years come August 11th. And August is next. It starts Monday. Yes. So time has gone by quickly. And I have been on Blog Talk Radio for 6 years now. When I didn't think I could do it 2 months or 3 months, I was praying that the Lord would bless me to do this for at least 3 months. And now it is 6 years. Praise to you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the courage, because I used to be a mess. My voice would shake so bad, I would be ashamed of myself. And I asked you to bless me to not have that shaking voice. And I think you have done it. In fact, I'm going to say you have done that for me. Let's pick up reading where we were talking about John the Baptist, and people were trying to, the Pharisees were trying to find out who he was. So I'm going to pick up reading at John chapter 1, verse 19, instead of verse 20, where I left off. It reads, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? And this is where we left off. See, and he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then, are you Elias? And he said, I am not. Are you that prophet? And he answered, no. Then they said unto him, who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest you of yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out, crying in the wilderness. And see, if I want you to understand that a wilderness is not a bunch of trees in the forest. A wilderness is can be a town or a large group of where people are. And these people are not aware of the coming one. And this is why John, and this is John the Baptist, is crying out to the people that he has called wilderness. Let me keep reading verse 23. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Elijah. Verse 24. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. So, if you go back up to verse 19, it will tell you the priests and the Levites were sent by the Pharisees to find out who or what John the Baptist was. And a Pharisee, they were a group of people, I think they were religious people, who criticized Jesus for coming and teaching the law of Moses and the other prophets. Verse 25, and said unto him, Why baptize you then, if you be not the Christ, nor Elias, nor, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is whom, who is, let me read verse 27 again. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, and whose shoe latches I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was born before, excuse me, let me read verse 30 again. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Verse 31. After that I knew, verse 31, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Manifest means obvious or known to Israel. Therefore, I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending. Descending means coming down from heaven like a dove, and it abode. Abode means rested or stayed upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending. Again, descending means coming down and remaining on him. The same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Verse 34. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And verse 35. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and asked and said unto them, What seekest you? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest you? He said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt. Dwelt means lived or stayed. And abode. Abode means rested or stayed with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. And the 10th hour in those days were around 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Verse 40. One of the two which had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his brother, his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw, when Jesus beheld, the word beheld means to see or saw him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And when I read this, I said, this is what he told Peter in Matthew chapter 18. Oh, I just remembered. I didn't tell you all who I were. I am, because I want you all to take note. Let me just tell you this, and then I will introduce myself. When I read that he will be called Cephas, which is interpretation, a stone, I remembered in Matthew chapter 6, verse 18, upon this rock I will build my church. And that's Peter. And they call, pardon me, I'm having to burp. In the Catholic Church, they call Peter, St. Peter. Now I'm going to stop at verse 43, and I'll come back after I have introduced myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. And you are listening to Sabbath School, the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. I read to you, I want you to read Exodus chapter 10:20, where the Ten Commandments are. And the fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. To do what, she? That's right, you're learning, you're so smart. That commandment tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. And if you do not know that Saturday is the Sabbath day, I'm telling you, Saturday is the Sabbath, S-A-B-B-A-T-H, day that you are to keep holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. And I want you to have your three P's handy. And that's why I remember that I had not introduced myself, because I normally tell you to have your pen, paper, pencil handy. And nowadays they have this electronic device called a notebook or tablet, so that you can take notes and go back and read what I have said to you, or where I have told you to go and read for yourself. So that's what I want you all to know. So get your pencil and paper and write down whatever scriptures I may mention to you, so that you can come back and read up on it for yourself and get perhaps a better understanding of what I will say to you. Now, I left off at verse 43. Let's pick up John chapter 1, verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and said unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Peter findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Verse 46. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And guile means trickery or deceit. Verse 48, Nathanael said unto him, Whence knoweth you me? In other words, he was saying, How do you know me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Amen. And he is. Verse 50. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe it? You shall see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, 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 verily means truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending. Ascending, that's a word that's going to be used in one of your math class at the college level. Remember, ascending, going up, and descending, coming down. Those are two terms I want you to remember, because when you get to your college math classes and you use the word ascending and descending, you will know what the professor is talking about. Let me get back and stay focused on what I'm supposed to read. Let me pick up at verse 51 and read it in its entirety without interruption. It says, And he said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Well, see, I have read to you John chapter 1 in its entirety. Now let's read John chapter 2, and I pray that it will be in its entirety. This is where Jesus will turn water into wine. So let's start reading at verse 1 and continue until we finish. Also, I'm remembering last Sabbath I had told you that Esau is not in the genealogy of Christ. And I want to come back and speak to you on that after I finish reading John chapter 2 in its entirety. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will give me at least 5 minutes to explain what I had started talking about last Sabbath. Okay, John chapter 2, verse 1 reads, And the third day was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Let me explain to you about how I understand the third day. The first day is Sunday. The second day is Monday. The third day is Tuesday. So when I look at this and it says the third day, in my mind I'm saying on Tuesday there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there. Verse 2, both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And then I began to think maybe that's a relative of Jesus getting married. Verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with you? mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Because she knows that he is an obedient child to his mom. Verse 6, and there were set 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fair skins, and fair skins are barrels apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence that is where it came from, but the servants, well, let me read that verse 9 again without interruption. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now. This was the miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. Let me ask you a question, sheep. What was Jesus' first miracle? Oh, you're so correct. You are so smart. He changed water. Well, he turned water into wine. Now, what city did he do this? Oh, you are listening. Yeah, you're right. He did this in the city of Cana of Galilee. Let me pick up at verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifest means to make known or obvious. Forth his glory, he made known his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples. And they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple there that sold oxen and sheep and dove and money and changers of money sitting. And when Jesus had made a scourge, I'm thinking that's like a whip of small cords, he drove them out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And they said unto him that sold dove, verse 16, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. That means a house, merchandise here means a marketplace or a place of business. Verse 17, and his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. And zeal means passion or devotion. Verse 18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest you unto us, seeing that you doeth these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And this is where many pastors stop reading. They should finish it so we'll know what it's meant by this temple. This temple, he's talking about his body, as I will read to you in a few moments. Then, I'm at verse 20, then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and you will rear it up in 3 days? That is to tear it down in 3 days and rebuild it? Or this is what they were thinking. And this is where Jesus will explain to us. But he, Jesus, spake of the temple of his body. So this is what he's talking about. He will raise his body up in 3 days. Verse 22. Then, therefore, he was risen from the dead. His disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. Verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast days, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and he needed not that any should testify. The word testify here means vouch for him of men. And let me read verse 25 again. And needed not that any should bear testify of man, for he knew what was in man. So sheep, we have finished reading John chapter 2 in its entirety. And now let me get back to what I had talked to you about last Sabbath, where in Luke chapter 3, when you read the genealogy of Jesus, there is no mention of Esau in Jesus' genealogy. That is Jacob or Israel. Israel, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, or Israel is twin brother. Jacob's twin brother, Esau's name, is not in Jesus' genealogy. And I want to explain to you, I'm going to now turn to the book of Genesis, that's spelled G-E-N-E-S-E-S-I-S. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, where I want you to know, because for a long time I had thought that something wrong about where did the women come from, where Seth could have babies, or Adam's children can have, create a family. Let's read Genesis chapter 1, spelled G-E-N-E-S-I-S, chapter 1, then put a semicolon, that means it's two dots, in the word, number 27. It says, So God created man his own image, and the image of God created he, him, male and female created he them. Not just Adam in the garden. First he created male and female. Now let us go down to Genesis chapter 2 and start reading at verse 7. But if you read, I want you to read verse 7 through 25 so that you can get an understanding as I have, and that we will be on the same page. Now, we not only are we the children of Adam, but of Abraham, but we are the children of the Adam that God or Jesus personally created and put in the Garden of Eden. Let's pick up at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed man of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden, and he put the man whom he had formed. See, we are different from all other nations. Now we know, now I know that God created, I am a child of not only Abraham, but of Adam. Those other people in the world, I don't know where they come from, but we black people who were brought to the United States of America, we are, in fact, the ones that they were called Jews, and we came from God. He created Adam. Let's keep reading. And out of the ground God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In verse 10 through, I'd say, verse 15 talks about where the Eden may be, and I figured out that it is somewhere between Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia. Get your Bibles and you read up on it for yourself and study. And then I want to read where start at verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a help meet for him." And then we're going to skip down to verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up his flesh instead thereof. And the rib was the Lord God had taken from man, he made woman. Get that in your heads, everyone. One, especially the same sex people, men with men. God made a woman for man. Let me read verse 22 again. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her to Adam and brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is my bone. This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she has been taken out of me." And you read the rest for yourself. The point that I'm making is that the law that we practice in the United States is not biblical. We should not follow that law. Now let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we, your scattered sheep, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one and from the evil one's followers. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. I say that prayer in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Receive, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be back next Sabbath. God loves you, and so do I.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.